نصرا يفقهه في الدين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Outlining Fiqh, dear listeners, a podcast where we, the students and faculty at Timbuktu Seminary, sketch in your minds an outline of fiqh in an auditory design. Imagining deeply your hearts would delight, and through outlining the 38 chapters of fiqh, a spark would ignite. Our mindset, our manners, our conduct intact. The laws of behavior and how we should act. We have with us today several students of fiqh from around the world while the Sheikh is traveling. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How are you doing, Ahmed?
Alhamdulillah, Ustad, I'm doing good. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So I was thinking that today we could just do some review. The Sheikh will not be joining us because he does not have a way to participate with audio. So when we were reviewing last time, before we jumped back into this book, we were going over first grade fiqh. And I think the place where we stopped, correct me if I'm wrong, is the chapter on Sawm. Either Salah, it was either the actions of Salah or it was Sawm. Do you remember which one it was that we left off at?
Yes, Ustad. We left off, we finished the Sajda. So we're just about to start the 17 rules of Salah.
Ah, yes, the 17 types of Salah. Okay, so can you recite that for us? Do you have that memorized?
Yes, sir. Bismillah. Should I start from the beginning?
Just recite it for us all the way through that one chapter, and then we'll go through it line by line, inshallah.
Okay. So this chapter, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I wake up and I have to pray two raka'ah to start the day. Before the sunrise, Fajr is prayed. Afterwards, Duha is claimed. Prayed istiqara on the spot. And when the sun gets past midday, I'll offer Duhur without
prayed
delay.
Prayed istiqara on the spot before I work the plans I plot.
Yes. Thank you. Before I wake up and I have to pray, two raka'ah to start the day. Before the sunrise, Fajr is prayed. Afterwards, Duha is claimed. Prayed istiqara on the spot before I work the plans I plot. And when the sun gets past midday, I'll offer Duhur without delay. Or Jum'ah, but that's once a week, like Eid Salah is short and sweet. It hadn't rained for weeks and weeks, prayed istisqa, now my roof leaks. At Asr, I'll be qanitin, save both my dunya and my deen. I try to fix the leaky roof, the sun eclipse, I prayed kusuf. Mujahidun march by my house, in battle pray salatul khawf. Pray toba, one replied and said, when baddies hurt your heart and head. Pray marqib and stay wide awake, so ish is not missed by mistake. Then stand at night, qiyamul layl, with witr and you'll never fail. Janasa will be much too late to pray Salah I didn't make.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This section, the Shaykh has included it in his poem on first grade fiqh because he feels that it is important and even wajib for every Muslim to know how to make salah. And he would be correct. And part of making salah is knowing the different types of salah. Many Muslims, they go very deep on aqidah. And they delve into these different points about the attributes of Allah and about the qada and the qadr of Allah, which are really very, very technical and very complex and have to do with the Arabic language. And many of these people, they don't even know the 17 types of salah. So we have to understand in Islam what is fundamental and what is more advanced. because some people they have it backwards. There's a hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the difference between us and them is as salah. So this should tell you what exactly is fundamental. Salah is one of those actions which are fundamental, and to perform it correctly means you must know all of its types and forms, at least on a basic level. You at least must know what they are. Okay. So the first line is, I wake up and I have to pray 2 raka'at to start the day. And this refers to the highly stressed nawafil of Fajr. And these are sunnah or mustahab salawat, which are attached to the fard salah. So the purpose of these is to clean up the mistakes that you might have made during the fard salah. And they have different numbers before and after each fard salah, but there's one in particular which is extremely stressed in Islam, and that are the 2 raka'at before Fajr. So that's why the Shaykh starts the poem with these two. I wake up and I have to pray 2 raka'at to start the day. Before the sunrise, Fajr is prayed, then afterwards, duha is claimed. Fajr is, of course, everyone knows, the first of the fard salah in the day and the night. Duha is duha is a mustahab salah, which it takes place after 15 or 20 minutes after the sunrise. And it can be prayed all the way up until midday. And this salah is also very important to pray, because there's a hadith in Imam An-Nawawi's 40 hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I don't have the exact wording, but he mentions that it's upon that the human being has 360 joints. And it is upon each one of those joints an act of charity. And in the text of Imam An-Nawawi, it does not mention Salatul Duha, but in another narration, it clarifies this, and it continues and says, and what fulfills all of that is 2 raka'at of Salatul Duha. So that's the virtue of Salatul Duha in Islam. Pray istikhara on the spot before I work the plans I plot. Salatul istikhara is another very important tool in the tool belt of the Muslim. Salatul istikhara is 2 raka'at that are prayed, and then afterwards you will say a particular dua. And that dua goes like this. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmika wa astaqdiruka biqudratika wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ وَلَا أَعْلَمْ وَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ وَلَا Hold on. It's one of those things where if I'm saying it during the salah, I know it, but then when I have to say it outside, I start getting fuzzy. اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب. Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr. Thumma, then you say the matter that you're making istikhara about. In ta'lam, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr. Khayrun li fi dini wa dunyaya wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri. Faqdirhu li wa yasirhu li thumma barik li fi. Wa in kunta ta'lamu annahu sharun li fi dini wa dunyaya. Sharun li fi dini wa dunyaya. SubhanAllah. Does anyone know this istikhara? Can anyone read that for us? I'm having trouble here.
I have it here. I can read it.
Can you read it, please? Thank you.
It's from I'll just read it from the beginning. Or do you want it from where you left off or from the beginning?
Just from the beginning, please.
Okay. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'amik wa astaqdiruka bi qudratik وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر and then you mention it خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبتي أمري فقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه. وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبتي أمري فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني به.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And this is a very beautiful dua that if you ponder it, there's many points of aqidah and many points of iman inside this dua. The translation goes, I'll translate it for you, or I'll attempt to translate it for you, inshallah. Allahumma in kunta Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmik. Oh Allah, I make my choice with your knowledge, by your knowledge. Wa astaqdiruka bi qudratik, and I seek power through your power. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka bi ilmika wa astaqdiruka bi qudratika wa as'aluka min fadlika al-'azim, and I ask from you a tremendous status or virtue. I ask from you a tremendous bounty or virtue, a fadl. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ, because you have power and ability, and I don't have any power or ability. وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ, and you know, and I don't know. وَإِنَّكَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْيُوبِ, and you are the knower of all of the unseen. فَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ, so if you know, أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ, that this matter, this amr, and then you mention whatever it is. خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَقِبَةِ أَمْرِي, if it's good for me in my deen and my livelihood and the end of my story. فَقْدِرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي, then decree it for me and make it easy for me and then bless me in it. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ شَرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي, and if you know that it's bad for me, it's evil for me in my deen or in my livelihood or for the end of my story, فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ, then turn it away from me and turn me away from it. وَقْدِرْ لِي الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانْ, and decree for me the good, whatever and wherever it is. ثُمَّ, what's the last part again? ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي.
ثُمَّ أَبْدِنِي بِي.
ثُمَّ أَبْدِنِي بِي. I don't know that version. Interesting. Okay, I don't know that last part. But the point is there's different parts of... Excuse me?
I was going to mention what the translation that I have says of it, of that part.
Yes, please.
It says, and help me be content with it. That's the Thumma Ardini Bi.
Oh, Ardini Bi. Yes. I didn't understand, but yes. Okay. Then make me pleased with that. Right. Alhamdulillah, and this shows you that all of the decision making is for Allah. And when we make istikhara, we recognize that we have done our part. We've done our effort. We've made a plan. We've made the wisest and the smartest and the most careful plan we could think of. And the plan with the greatest taqwa that we can think of. But in the end, we recognize that it's just our plan. And Allah maybe has a different plan. So we ask Allah to make us in line with His plan. Alhamdulillah. And this is a very important tool, like I said. Every Muslim should have this tool. If you find it hard to memorize this dua, if you have a need to make istikhara and you have not memorized it, then just write it down and just read it after your salah. Inshallah. Pray the istikhara on the spot before I work the plans I plot. And when the sun has passed midday, I'll offer the dhuhr without delay. This is again mentioning one of the sunnah of, this is again mentioning the virtue of the salah in its time, especially in the earliest of its time. And when the sun has passed midday, I'll offer the dhuhr without delay. Or Jumu'ah, that comes once a week, like Eid Salat, it's short and sweet. And of course, Jumu'ah will be performed instead of Dhuhr on Fajr. And it's very similar to the Eid Salat, but it's not quite the same. Both Jumu'ah is 2 rak'at instead of 4. And Eid Salat is also 2 rak'at instead of 4. However, the Eid Salat has a number of takbirat in both rak'at. So there's differences of opinion of how many takbirat. But in general, the first rak'ah of the Eid Salat has more takbirat than the second. And these are just takbirat that you just make after the first one. You continue to make takbirat with the imam until he finishes doing that. Like Eid Salat, it's short and sweet. It hadn't rained for weeks and weeks. Prayed istisqa, now my roof leaks. And istisqa is a special prayer. It's a special type of salah, which the ruler of the Muslims or the leader of the Muslims, he commands the people of an area to perform when there's a drought. And he takes the people out to an open area and he performs the salah. The sun, it hadn't rained for weeks and weeks. Prayed istisqa, now my roof leaks. At Asr, I'll be kandi teen, save both my dunya and my deen. And this refers to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the importance of Asr. There's a hadith in which the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, I don't have the exact wording, but he says that if someone misses the Asr prayer, it's as if he's lost all of his family and all of his wealth. And some of the Sahaba used to consider that if someone did not pray the Asr prayer in its time, then it's all of his good deeds were just nullified. So this is the importance of the Asr prayer. Say both my dunya and my deen. I tried to fix that leaky roof. The sun eclipsed. I prayed husuf. And this Salatul Husuf is an eclipse prayer. It is prayed for any time the sun is in an eclipse. And this is prayed, a group of Muslims in the community have to pray this. It is Fard Kifaya, it's not Fard Ayn. And it involves a lengthy recitation. And it also involves more bowings with each rak'ah. This Salat prayed, I prayed Husuf. Mujahidun marched by my house in battle pray Salatul Khawf. And this is talking about the fear prayer, which is if the Muslims are out on an expedition or on a military campaign and they fear the enemy, then they'll pray in a certain way. And there's many different narrations on how this is done. One description of the Salatul Khawf is that the imam will pray with a group of Muslims behind him, while another group of Muslims is keeping watch with their weapons drawn. And then once that row, which is praying with the imam, finishes one rak'ah, then they step back, and the group of Muslims who are keeping watch, they will actually join in the second rak'ah, while the first row steps back and they draw their weapons and they keep watch. And then in that way, Each group will get to pray behind the imam, and then each group will just make up the raka'at that they may have missed afterward. So it's a type of salah which is more cautious, and it requires certain Muslims to keep an eye out for the enemy. Pray Toba, one replied and said, when bad deeds hurt your heart and head. Salat of Toba is just 2 raka'at prayed by someone who wants to make Toba. when bad news hurts your heart and head. And pray Maghrib and stay wide awake so Isha is not missed by mistake. This, of course, describes the last two Fard Salah of the day and the night, Maghrib and Isha. And then stand at night Qiyam al-Layl with Witr and you'll never fail. And Qiyam al-Layl and Witr are very well known, just like the Fard Salah. Qiyam al-Layl is simply the practice of standing at night in Salah. And Witr is the one Salah. It's the one Raka'ah that you make by itself. And you make that, the idea is to make that at the end of your Qiyam al-Layl. However, some of the Sahaba, such as Abu Huraira, they used to offer it before they went to sleep. Because Witr is another one of those very stressed, highly stressed mustahab salah. And I don't even know if it's totally agreed upon that it's mustahab. There may be a difference of opinion about that because it's so important. And because there's narrations about it which imply that it's not wise for a Muslim to miss it. So Abu Huraira, there's a hadith where he mentions that he used to pray it before he went to sleep, just to make sure that he wouldn't oversleep and miss the time for the witr prayer. And then, of course, the final salah mentioned in this poem is the salah which ends the life of the Muslim. Janazah rites add up to five, the noblest way to end your life, the noblest way to end our lives, manners at the dying breath, washing bodies after death, in simple cloth, the body's wrapped, and praying sajdalis salah. And praying sajdalis salah. The burial is where it will end, and life for newly dead begins. In this chapter of janazah of the janazah rulings in outlining fiqh, the author mentions that the janazah prayer is sajdalis, does not have any sajda in it. It's just two rak'at that are, excuse me, it's just one. It's four takbirat that are prayed while standing behind the imam, and then the taslim is made while standing. So this is my effort to explain the 17 types of salah. Does anyone have any questions or corrections for me?
Yes, Ustad. So the part that says, so Isha is not missed by mistake. I heard some people saying it's easier to delay Isha for, if you can't pray in a Jama'ah, to delay Isha until you get home, then pray Isha? Or is it once Isha comes in, we pray it? Or once Maghrib is finished, we pray Isha?
Naam, alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This section of the poem, pray Maghrib and stay wide awake so Isha is not missed by mistake. This refers to the ruling in fiqh that it is makruh to take a nap after Maghrib. And that is because if you take a nap after Maghrib, there's a chance, because most people have just finished eating and because it's nighttime, there's a chance you might go into a deep sleep at that point. And you may sleep so long that you miss the Isha prayer. However, it's not haram to take a nap after Maghrib. But a person should definitely try to avoid it as much as possible, seeking the reward of Allah. As to your question, you're asking if the person should go home after the salat, after Salatul Maghrib? Is that right?
No, like when you finish work, sometimes you might not make it for the mosque to pray in a group. But if you finish work late, say maybe 9 p.m. or something, and then you come home, you can pray Isha, because it says, so you don't miss Isha by mistake. But yeah, sorry, I didn't word it properly. But
okay,
do we pray Isha as soon it comes? Do we pray Isha as soon it comes, or can we delay it until, if we're not praying with the group, we can delay it until we're about to fall asleep?
Naam, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, Allah has set the salah in its fixed times. And so there's a certain window of time that we have, that it's halal to make the salah. So if you have to delay it within the window of time, then you certainly can delay it, if that's easier for you. And in fact, there's some there's some narrations that have said that it's preferable to delay Isha in some situations. I don't know if that means for everyone, but if that's just certain cases. But in general, you want to make the salah as early as you can. And Isha, 9 p.m., I don't know what the timings are like in your area in New Zealand, but you want to try to pray Isha before midnight if you can, because there's ikhtilaf about when the time for Isha ends. Some of the ulama say that it ends at midnight, and some of them say it ends at Fajr. So we typically, so if you want to be having zuhud and avoiding the doubtful matters, then you want to try to pray it at least before midnight. If you can.
When you say midnight, are you referring to 12 a.m. or midnight between Maghrib and Isha?
Allahu A'lam. I don't know.
JazakAllah khair, Ustad.
Ameen wa yakum. Brother Abu Sayyid, do you have any corrections for anything I said or anything you want to add?
I wasn't able to listen, hear everything, only because I was, I work on the phone, so I wasn't able to listen everything. But the guys to the midnight, from what I understand is that is the like the middle of the night, meaning between Maghrib and Isha, like the Maghrib and Fajr, like that time frame, like the midpoint between those times, and not the like 12 at night. Because 12 at night, it may not be the middle of the night, because the night starts at Maghrib.
No, that's right. That was my impression too, but Allahu A'lam. I don't know how you judge that.
No. That was the only thing, though. I didn't hear everything, but I'll bless you. Put my...
Wayakum. Okay, so... I'm trying to think. Do we want to get into Psalm now?
I think maybe that might be Ahmed's class. I'm not sure. I think that might be enough to soak in, maybe, for...
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. We can just end it here. Does anyone have anything else they want to mention or talk about?
I wouldn't mind reviewing first grade fifth.
Do what?
I would not mind reviewing it. Reading it real quick.
Oh yeah, it's okay. A good idea.
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. First grade fiqh. I gave my word with hardened head to praise Allah till I drop dead. Some blessings on the Prophet and respect the scholars Ijtihad. All Muslimin must study and pray to fight Shaitan in every way. Respect mistakes along the way, repent to fight another day. So the first thing that I have to do now that I am mukallafun, accountable in every way, my actions call on me to blame, is look to see what faith demands. Have I complied with his commands? What do I think about Allah? Why is correct and what's a flaw? The meaning of the Shahada is the first thing we must know. There is no God for real that is except the one and only. The khalq he created and for them he provides. He manages affairs of theirs from high above the skies. Too high, I say sublime is he for partners on the veer. And this is what Shahada means, but let us make it clear. If our conditions tied to which we must adhere, there's knowledge that any yaqeen is an acceptance, my sweet dear, and then qiyad on this in it, al khasudam mahabba. Allah, we ask for help and to admit us into Jannah, and every Muslim must concur. Muhammad is the messenger sent by Allah. Therefore, we trust everything he said to us. We must obey his orders and respect the things he called haram. He brought the laws for them complete. Not one detail did he delete. All sacred laws must come from him, Salah alayhi wa sallam. So then I have to learn the things I need to do, my farudul ayins, like regulations of Salah, just how much to pay zakat, or parts of Hajj I have to do. It's Ramadan and I have the flu. This obligates all Muslimin to learn the laws and what they mean. I swear to do Allah's command and not to do one thing haram. But when I fail, I must repent before I get a punishment from up above, Allah most high, before my soul is caused to die. Repentance will not be correct until I'm sad and feel regret for what I've done, and I intend not to do that sin again. And if still sinning, I'ma stop all sinful deeds right on the spot. And no, it's not halal to say I will repent maybe one day. For those who think like that will find the devil has possessed their mind. He plans to drop their souls in hell, turn to Allah to break his spell. Say stump for the law, how would two boy lay 100 times in a day. Say stump for the law, how would two boy lay. That's all a Muslim has to say. Uh-oh, better not rush in. Better think about Allah because it might be some jinn. Say at Ruzu. Say, A'udhu billahi min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. I seek refuge in Allah from the dirty, nasty jinn. As babies, we were potty trained, so toilet rules should not be strange. Make du'a in with the left step in. No reading, writing, talking in. Squat the way the Prophet taught, then water, then the left is salt. Relieved and clean with thanks, we'll say. Ufronic as we walk away. Say, Bismillah and wash my hands. Once or twice or three times in. Wash my mouth, then blow my nose, and wash my face, that's how it goes. I wash my arms until they bend, and wipe my head and back again. Then wash my ears inside and out, go up and down until there's no doubt. Then make sure that I wash my feet, when ankles wash, wudu's complete. The knee is made before salat, clearing my head, made in my heart. Took birr tune in all salam, and we must try our best qiyam. Say alhamdulillah, and then record, then rise again. I have to do twice on my face to sit between to shout because before taslim, and don't forget the right tertib. If one forgot one part of this, all the whole salat is null and void. There are two sajdas that I must make when I forget or make mistake. Besides salat, when my mind strays, I lost my focus, slipped the rate. I lost my focus, slipped away. I prostrate, fall on my face before taslim in every case. Unless you do not realize it, so after taslim, render it. Either way, both are correct. To
unless you don't remember it. Unless you don't remember it. Unless you don't remember it till after taslim, render it.
Okay. Say it beforehand, so the line before it, so I can remember.
Before taslim in every case, unless you don't remember it till after taslim, render it.
Must start again. There's two sajdas that I must make when I forget or make mistake. Inside salah with my mind is crazy. I lost my focus, slipped away. Right on my face.
Losing you, bro. Your voice is real low and it's real slow. Man, you were flowing nice until I interrupted. But now your voice is slow.
Unless I do not.
Is anyone else hearing him break up or just?
I don't remember. Excited?
He's breaking up for me too.
It's breaking up to me too. I think the internet connection.
Yeah. Unless I was wondering if it was mine or his.
Unless I do not realize it, so after taslim, render it. Say it again. Because I don't know by hand. Like when it wasn't even in our book. It was.
Bro, unless can he you changed hear me? Abu Said? Bro, it's okay. Don't worry about that. I'll send it in the Skype chat so you can review it. But I think you were flowing nicely earlier. So just keep going with it, okay?
Okay. Can you guys hear?
There's like there must be a really long delay.
I think it's the internet connection, the area.
Yeah. He's probably gonna close the call and come back in. Let's just give him a second. Okay, Abu Sa'id, I can hear you again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, I'm going to start over. Can you all hear me? There's two searches that I must make when I forget or make a mistake. When my mind strays, I lost my focus, slipped away. I'm prostrate and fall on my face before test lean in every case, unless I do not remember it. And after test lean, render it. Either way, both are correct to inshallah when I forget. I wake up and I have to pray to the God to start the day. Before sunrise, the pleasure came. Afterwards, do how it's claimed. Since the huddle on the spot, before I work those plans, I plot. And when the sun goes past midday, I'll offer Zohar without delay.
It hadn't rained for weeks and weeks. Bro. I think we lost him again. Maybe he's going through an area with the spotty connection. All right. I think we lost Abu Sa'id. So, would anyone else like to review while we're on the call?
I can review.
You want to pick up where Abu Sa'id left off for us?
Yes, sir.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I wake up and I have to pray too soon to start the day. Before sunrise, Fajr's prayed afterwards. Duha is claimed it's istikhara on the spot. Before I work the plans I plot. And when the sun gets past midday, I offer Dhuhr right away or Jumu'ah. But that's once a week, like Eid Salah is short and sweet. Had it rained in weeks and weeks, prayed istisqa and my roof leaks. At Asr, I'll be qaniteen, save both my dunya and my deen. I tried to fix that leaky roof. The sun eclipsed, I prayed khusuf. Wajaidun marched by my house in battle. Pray Salatu Khalf, pray Toba. One replied and said, when bad deeds hurt your hardened head, pray Maghrib and stay wide awake so Isha is not missed by mistake. Then stand at night, Qiyam al-Layl, with witr, you'll never fail. Janazah will be much too late to offer Salah, I didn't pray. When doors in Jannah open wide and hell is locked, devils inside. When Shi'at Baman strikes 29, the Muslims search the skies to find the Ramadan new moons approach with taqwa, blessings, and good hopes. Lift they sight the moon we fast when it's cloudy, 30 pass. When Shi'at Ban before Ramadan, the month of fasting and Quran, the month we pray the Taraweeh and wake up early if we sleep. The sunnah is to eat and drink a light suhoor before Fajr's brink. And then from sunrise till it sets, we fast and leave all nourishment. It's what strong Muslims have to do, obligating me and you. To intend the night before a day of fasting for your Lord, but for the travelers and the sick, this obligation doesn't stick. And Girls and menses come your way, you must stop fasting right away. And those who make themselves throw up or sneak and eat, they should grow up, cause those are two damn dirty tricks that break a fast you'll have to fix. Allah don't need us not to eat. If we sally and act like creeps, when we fast we're generous, we read Quran and we don't rush. So when you're fasting, play it cool and don't reply to every fool. But if someone disturbs your vibe, I'm fasting twice as I reply. Rather not to sleep all day or talk a lot with too much play, then soon as we can't see the sun, from way up high our fast is done. The devil loses and we win. Oh Allah, oh Allah, forgive our sin. The thirst is gone, the veins are wet. We hope that the reward is set. Like this we pray before we eat. Then best men let us start the feast. First with dates or water, if there are no dates to start it with. When the water eat is sweet, but do not wait. When the water eat is sweet, but do not wait to start to eat. And if your fasting took a break from sickness or from travel's sake, then make it up some other day. And if you can't, you gotta pay. When asked about Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi from Allah, named Ibrahim and Ismail, and only those we have dalil, like Adnan and his son Mubar, and Fihrun as a family star for every Fihrun's Qurayshi, so all Quraysh must Fihrun be. Ghalib ruled before Lu'ay, and Ka'b spoke words that we so say. Murrah was a household name that many noble people claim, like Kilab and his son Qusay, who some enough had major say, till Hashim came and crumbled bread and gained respect from every head. And so did Abdul Muttalib, though Shaiba was the name he gave. Then 100 camels Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah, the messenger Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakallah khair. That was excellent. Okay, well, I think we can end it here. We'll just end it early. And we'll pick up with a summary of Islamic jurisprudence when the Sheikh returns with us on Thursday, inshallah. So, Jazakallah khair. Thank you, brothers, for joining us on Outlining Fiqh. And it was a good review session. And I want to end with a reminder, if hadith, usul, and histories still partially clouded in mysteries, then refrain yourself from speaking, for what can you teach? To have little knowledge and teach is to cheat. Go back to the graph and the knowledge within. There are 38 chapters to finish. So, let's begin.